This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders appears headed to a decisive victory in the Democratic presidential caucuses in Nevada. Early returns show former Vice President Joe Biden in second place. That would give his struggling campaign some new hope. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
Thank you.
A number of candidates showed up at some of the 200 caucus sites around Nevada, including Joe Biden.
Well, I don't know whether they're saying the voting was because they got swayed or they're voting for me because they already were there. I'm not sure which, but it's been a nice reception.
Thank you.
Senator Amy Klobuchar concedes she's had a lot of ground to make up in Nevada, but whatever the final tally.
We'll be valuable no matter what. I mean, we're already running ads in Super Tuesday states.
Meanwhile, Senator Bernie Sanders is already campaigning in one of those Super Tuesday states, holding a rally in Texas.
Thank you, El Paso!
I'm Ben Thomas.
China's Hubei province recorded another 630 confirmed cases of coronavirus infection Saturday. That's up 366 from the previous day. Meanwhile, the virus continues to spread across the globe. AP's Julie Walker reports.
South Korea reported an eight-fold jump in viral infection Saturday, with more than 400 cases, mostly linked to a church and a hospital. The death toll there remains at 3, while the death toll in Iran climbed to 6. In Italy, a dozen towns went into lockdown after hundreds came into contact with about 54 people confirmed infected. The death toll there, 2. Health officials say some virus clusters have shown no direct link to travel to China. Globally, nearly 78,000 people have been infected in 29 countries, and more than 2,300 have died, none in the U.S. I'm Julie Walker.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A UN report